All right. It is Thursday morning, the second full day of events here on Mackinac Island with the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. A lot of talk about municipal government here, and one form of municipal government we probably don't talk enough about is township government. Joining us right now from the Michigan Township Association, Judy Allen. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
And Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor Georgia Baldwin. Georgia, good
morning.
Good morning,
Paul.
How's the conference been so far for
Amazing.
Fort Gratiot?
It's been really, really good.
This year.
And the weather has cooperated, so that makes it
way better. Yeah, kind of hard to stay inside all these meetings when it's really nice out there like that.
Well, I've heard that it was Monday night, it was wind chill 36 degrees and raining. So.
There is a frost advisory for tonight up here as well. But anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about township government. What makes township government unique and different from other forms of municipal government?
Well, township government, I mean, I think Georgia's a perfect example. I mean, it's individuals who are very active in their community and they are engaged, and they're the ones that are closest to the people. I mean, I think if you ask Georgia, if you ask any township official, you know, is your contact just limited strictly to when you're in the township offices or when you have a township board meeting? No, you get stopped. Church, school, civic events, anything, you know, people are going to contact you. And normally, I mean, residents don't reach out to say, hey, thanks, but it's to say, hey, we have an issue, and what is the township doing about it? So we like to say from MTA's perspective, Michigan Township Association perspective, we are the form of government that is closest to the people.
Yeah. Is she right?
I would agree. I would agree. And whether it's you're walking through your own neighborhood or you're at a restaurant and you tend to build those relationships with the people who live in your community, and then you're there to help them. So it kind of is a 24/7 gig for
yeah.
sure.
So what are some of the township issues that you're working on in Lansing?
Oh, there are a number of issues. I mean, we are always looking at in terms of revenue sharing. Revenue sharing, at one point, every township in Michigan receives statutory in addition to the constitutional. The constitutional, I like to say, is it's ingrained in the Constitution and it's based on the sales tax revenue. But the statutory revenue sharing, at one point, every township, city, and village received it. And when the state hit that great recession, that was one area that was hit dramatically. So we'd like to see more done in that avenue, you know, increased. It's a slow creep. I'm not expecting it to happen overnight, but we'd like to see, you know, some sort of increase in there. A lot of what we're working on is dealing with protecting that local authority. People take that for granted to think that, you know, my township has the ability to deal with zoning issues. If I have a problem or if I have a request, I go to my township and go and ask them, can we zone this? Can I get a special use permit? Some can grant variances. How do we deal with that? And right now, in the past several months, there's been a large number of bills introduced that would preempt and take away that local authority. So you couldn't go to your township anymore and have that engagement, or your city. The state would say, no, it's a one-size-fits-all.
And in many cases, probably because the state doesn't understand what some of those issues are really all about.
I would say legislators come from varying backgrounds. And this is what I always tell our members. Just because they're an elected official does not mean they know all avenues with the over 4,000 bills that they're going to be presented with in a two-year term. So that's why it's important for residents and our township members to reach out, to engage, and to have that conversation with their legislators. I always say, contact them, make that relationship before you have an ask, before you have a problem. Because, you know, if I'm going to contact you, Paul, the first contact, you're not going to want to hear me complain.
Probably not. What's the difference between a township and a city?
It's just a form of government, and based on, you know, there's city charters, and we have two forms of townships. We have charter townships and general law townships. And there's a population threshold for charter townships, also in terms of millages, and cities also have that. They have different millage. And we are covered under, while we're covered under a number of similar statutes, we are also covered under a number of separate statutes. Like a lot of the general law townships are covered under the General Law Township Act, Charter Township Act. Cities have home rule city, they have about three or four different statutes, as do the villages.
Okay. Good. Civics lesson. I was having a conversation with somebody last week who said, you know, there are probably too many elected officials in a small area, like in Southeast Michigan, for example, when you combine all the municipalities and the county form of government and state. And I know that at times it has been discussed that maybe we need to break down some of the township walls and not have as many townships, not have as many small forms of government. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you have to look at it if a community wants to, dissolve or merge with another community, I think that should be up to the residents in that community. MTA's position is that if there's a township or a city or whatever that form of government is, and they wish to combine or consolidate with another local unit of government, that should be the residents of those jurisdictions who make that decision. It should not be something that's made by people sitting 200, 500 miles away. It's the people who live in that community every single day and are going to have the impact of that quality of life.
And townships are diverse. There aren't any two townships that are exactly the same.
We do have that. We range in size from townships that are multiple hundreds in population to those over 100,000. We have communities in Southeast Michigan that are in excess of 100,000, others that are approaching that number very quickly, and probably will hit that with the census.
Yeah, and I mean, Georgia, Fort Gratiot is not Birchville, is not Kanoke, is not Clinton Township.
It's not. And there are 1,240 townships statewide. So if you don't live in a city, you live in a township. And the services that we're able to provide or to be so close to the residents that we know what works for us, that's exactly right. It's not going to work in Birchville, and it might not work in Port Huron. But as a resident, when you're driving through, you don't know necessarily which municipality you're driving through. So it makes sense to have some things that are more consistent for maybe throughout a region, but when it gets right down to what you can do on your land, it makes way more sense to allow townships all of that local control. And that's why MTA has been such a great resource for us, because we may not be watching all of those bills or some other townships. So I have learned to do that, but not all townships have that ability. So when you have someone like MTA who's able to follow along with those to make sure that we are protected and that it's following along so that we have that same control, it's vital.
Sure. You are able to then share information back and forth with a lot of different...
We do. We communicate very often. We communicate on a weekly basis with our members just to let them know what's happening in Lansing. We do a monthly kind of a deeper dive communication with them. We have our magazine that actually goes to over 9,000 people in the state, so it's more than township officials that subscribe to it. We have a whole department that is referred to as Member Information Services. They take calls every single day of the week, 5 days a week, every day, 52 weeks a year, take the calls from township officials. I mean, if Georgia had a call or a question, wanted to say, hey, I need to know, can my township do this? Or what is the process for doing X or Y? We can answer those questions. Or do you have a sample ordinance or resolution that might exist on the marijuana, whether it's a medical, recreational? Hey, I hear the rules are coming out. What does that mean to us? We've had assessing reform. What does that mean, and what do my people need to do? And then we also have a department, our knowledge center, that is education and communication. And we try to do a lot of educational events for our members so that they are up to speed with the latest changes in the laws and know what they need to do.
Interesting stuff. We appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Judy Allen with the Michigan Township Association, along with George Baldwin from Fort Gratiot Township, our township supervisor in Fort Gratiot. Coming up on 9:30, news is next on WPHM as we continue our coverage at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference.